the interesting thing about Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is it's not rare. At a minimum, it affects 1 in 5,000 people, maybe even along the lines of 1 in 100, which is quite common, but it's rarely diagnosed. It took me 3 years to be diagnosed, beginning at the age of 10. I had doctors tell me that there was nothing wrong with me, that I was making it up, that I was seeking attention, that maybe I just didn't want to go to gymnastics, or maybe I just didn't have friends, or if I was lucky, they would just shrug their shoulders and say, well, I don't know what's wrong with you. I was a gymnast from the time I could walk up until the age of 10, and that's how this all began. I had a back injury where I was doing giants on the bars, and I landed in a way that I call scorpion style, so with my chest on the ground and my feet bent back over my head between two mats, so kind of crumpled up in a little ball. When I was diagnosed, we found out that my mom has it, that my grandmother, who had previously had two spinal surgeries without being diagnosed, she has it as well. It's unfortunately genetic. When you're deciding to have brain surgery, it's definitely not an easy decision. But for me, what it came down to was I had pretty much lost my life. But after we began to detether my spinal cord and fix what was going on with my skull and my upper vertebrae, things got better. I was able to remember things. I was able to study, and I was able to begin to live a somewhat normal life. So to get through the day, I take the upwards of 30 to 40 different pills, and I have to set alarms on my phone to remember to do so, or else I'll end up in a lot of pain, or passed out on the ground, or paralyzed. I've been really blessed to hold three different titles of Miss White Oak, Miss Frostburg, and now Miss Allegheny County. And you serve for 1 year. It's 1 year out of your life, 365 days, and what you do during that time is really what you make of it. And I can serve with this crown on my head for 365 days and just serve my community and serve the other patients and speak out for them. And there's not a day that I'm going to let go by where I'm not using this to its fullest capacity. Every day when you get up, you have to make a choice if you're going to let the obstacles in your life define you or if you're going to try and rise above them. It's not easy, and there's a price for everything that you do. But I've made the choice today to stand in this gorgeous gown because I want to show that it's possible to do these things.